Shusa Rebbe Shlita, it is always a great, great source for me to be able to come to the center here. And I've come over the years a number of times on a number of different inyanim. And the center stays in touch during the year on many different inyanim. I am nispoiled from the work that the Ruv does. I'm nispoiled from the hashpa that the center has on Chicago and all over. The hashpa goes out in Klal Yisroel. Yelchu mechai elochoyo. I just have to say one word about Rabbi Muscat. He is a gem. The man does not stop night or day. He is a person that works for the Klal, like from Amoliget Zeiten, from someone from Chavetz Chaim's door. He does not stop, and he does his work with such sincerity and Mesiras Nefesh. It's unbelievable that I have the schus just to partner with him a few times during the year. The topic today is a topic, an inyan of tshuva, and I've tried to pick out some inyanim that are cutting edge, very much to do with today's generation in tshuva. I've used mainly shilas, actual shilas that have come in, and I would like to present various shilas, poiskim, achroinim, rishonim, and how we come about a psak halacha for things today in our world. First, a very interesting question. I ask that people should do tikkun chatzos, especially during the 3 weeks when they have a chance, either in the afternoon or by night, to get up and to say tikkun chatzos. A lot of people are walking around anyhow, 1 o'clock, 12:30. Why not go down for an extra 15 minutes, sit on the floor in the basement and say tikkun chatzos? So I had one guy that did it, and his wife heard something in the basement. She came down, saw him sit on the floor. She got nervous. It's a big, big inyan. A yid asked the following. What happens if he finishes tikkun chatzos and he says vidoy? He goes upstairs to his room. He's saying Krishna Shalamita. He has another chance to say vidoy. But he just said vidoy. Is that too much vidoy already? He says one time, he's going to say it another time. Is it like a kelev, a shavakeo? Is it like he's dredging it up another time? So I found in the Tshuvas of the Maharash a very interesting answer. The answer, he says, is that everything has its manva ace, that calls the manva ace. The time that a person has to vidoy during tikkun chatzos is different from the tikkun that a person is going to get during the Kriya Shema Shalamita. We don't know when the Shari Rachmim are open, the Shari Tefillah. It could be that now is the Shasa Kosher. And he ends by saying a beautiful word from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Ashrei Yodom lo yachshav Hashem lo yavon. Happy is the person that Hashem does not consider the Avera to that individual, that they have a clean slate. The Baal Shem says no. Ashrei Yodom. Happy is the person that doesn't think, not thinking about Hashem for 5 minutes is an Avera. If the person says, if I went a few minutes without thinking about Hashem, if I went Kriya Shema Shalamita and I didn't say the Vidoy because I thought that time I didn't have to say it, happy is the person that thinks that in itself is an Avera. And I think that for this beautiful program, Reb Simcha Davis holiday program, and Eza Schus it is that I come year after year in the same schus, in the Davis Mishpacha in specific, some great schus just to be associated with the Mishpacha and what they do in the Klal. I thought to myself that the whole idea of Vidoy, the whole idea of tshuva, is how much a person thinks about Hashem. If I think about Hashem a lot of times, so then I think maybe I got to do a lot of tshuva. If I don't think that much, so my mind is not always on tshuva because I don't feel that I have that much that I really have to do tshuva about. Every person has to take out a few minutes during the day, during the evening, to think about how our life could be a little bit better, how we could improve. I was in Eretz Yisrael, so there's a moicher I always love to go to in Gula. And he comes, he says, I have a sefer for you. So he brings me over a sefer specifically for you. I've been waiting for you. I open the sefer. It's a sefer on tshuva. And I thought to myself, it's not such a good idea that he's thinking about this sefer particularly for me. Then I open it up and I see what he means. Each day has a schedule. Midos, mitzvahs, how well I did it. Davening, did I keep my mind on the place? Did I daven the kavana? Did I allow myself to get out? And you have to check it out every single day. That sefer is such a choshva sefer. I took it home and I leave it on the desk the whole Elul. I can't say that I actually fill out the checks on it during Elul, but at least I have it, so it should be a reminder to me that it's important to go through the day. Everyone should do it each day of Elul. It's an important, it's an avoda. The Vilna Gaon kept a notebook. Chofetz Chaim kept a notebook. It's important that we have certain things that we put down numbers by. I want to say that troubling Shiloh that came to me, a very troubling Shiloh. A young woman made an appointment. So she came in and she says, I have a veira that I'm embarrassed to be misvada. I'm embarrassed to confess it. So I said, well, you don't really have to confess your veira. Vidoy is between you and Hashem. You know, there are places where they have that, but it's not our religion. You don't have to say out what you did. So she said, but Rebbe, if I don't say, I don't know her. If I don't say what I did, how am I going to, she didn't say tikkun, how am I going to rectify it? I said, well, if it's embarrassing, there are certain svarim that give ideas about the rubis. I could point them to, you know, and you can take a look. No, I think I better say, okay, I was thinking already, what is this embarrassing avera that she did? I couldn't imagine. So she says the following. I was not religious. I have an older brother. He became from. And when he became from, I despised him. Why? Because what would happen is, we would be going out to some kind of entertainment, and we'd want the family should all go together, and he wouldn't go. Then, we would bring food in to eat. We would have certain mesivas, and he wouldn't be a part of it, because he had to bring in his own food, which was not like what we were eating. And then, when it came to vacations, he wanted to change the whole family, and he said we couldn't go to the places that we wanted to go to. So, I got very angry at him. I was mispalel that he should become from, that he should leave Yiddishkeit. Me'imke deliba. I had a tefillin. And Hashem Yisbarach, Kelmole Rachel Mechanun, answered my tefillin. He went off the derech. Years passed. She became from. And now, she cannot go to sleep at night. Her heart is pounding because of the terrible thing that she accomplished by being mispalel that a person should go off the derech. Now, she wants to know what her tikkun is for such a thing. Interesting. First of all, davening that a person should go on the derech or off the derech. Hakol b'di shamayim, chutz mi'ira shamayim. We have the Gemara, Rabbi Meir. So how is it possible? Yitamu chatoim min aretz, right? He was corrected by his rebbe. So you don't even follow like that, that they should not. Follow they should be able to do tshuva. So they ask Gagoyim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, how is it possible? Kol bidei shamayim chutz miyera shamayim. How could you be misfollow? Reb Chaim quoted a chazon ish, that davening is bidei adam. And it's an interesting idea that the Igros Moshe says that the tefillah is not specifically that we're going to make the person actually do tshuva, but we're davening that Hashem Yisbarach will set up the situation, that the person will be able to meet individuals. They'll run in one day, they'll need to get in from the rain, and they'll walk into the Chicago Center of Torah Chesed, and they'll get a shir, and all of a sudden they'll become from, that they should go to the right places, they should meet the right people. Or Reb Moshe said it's possible by Rebbe Meir, they didn't have money so they stole. It's possible Hashem will give them enough money so that they won't need to do that Avera anymore, that they won't steal. So Agoin Reb Moshe says it is possible that a person can daven for another, but that they should have the ability to do tshuva, that they should meet up with the right people, they should be in the right places. There's also a fascinating tefillah. I brought a copy of it open to anybody that would like. A tefillah from the Ari HaKadosh, which is cited that we can be mispalel for a particular person, and he says to be mispalel right before Vachzirenu Mitzshuva Shalema Lefanecha, a very beautiful tefillah, and in which we can mention the person's name, and he tells how to be mechaven. And this tefillah is open. I know a lot of people don't know about it, but it is it's been edited. The Tzitz Eliezer has a little bit different idea. The Tzitz Eliezer says no. The fact that a person is able to be mispalel for another, it's not so simple. But because a person has tzar, when they see someone, chas v'shalom, a family member, a person on the block, a friend, somebody they knew, and the individual is not holding there anymore, so the person has great tzar by it. They're allowed to daven that Hashem should alleviate their own personal tzar by helping that the person should come back to the derech. What I answered her immediately, and especially a father or a mother, there's no greater tzar for a father or mother to have a child, chas v'shalom, not on the derech. So a parent certainly could be misfollowed. I answered to this young woman that the truth is you don't have to worry about it. Because such a tefillah that goes up to Hashem, Hashem doesn't answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take that and turn a midas adin, a person that found their way to Yiddishkeit and is at such a high level, you don't have to worry about it at all. But I was bothered. That night, I had the schus that I sat next to the Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael. The great Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael, Shlita, was sitting next to me, and I asked him this shaila that this woman said to me. When he heard it, he went, bah! Immediately, a very, very difficult response. He said, I am maftiach that the tefillah never left this earth. It did not leave the ground to go up to Shemayim, never entered there at all. So I called this lady back and I told her what the Rosh Yeshiva had said. And she said, I don't know how she knows the word, Nichamtoni, Nichamtoni. As she must be on some level. But it's an interesting idea that a person could be misfalel for others. Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Pagemayim yordamei necho, alo shomuso asecho, that a person, chas v'shalom, they see others that are not from, they should cry. We just had a discussion on the way in. It's not so simple. So many people are today off, and others, and it's a hartsvetik. A person has to take it very deeply to their heart. Also, interesting shaila just came up. There is a food establishment. I won't say the name. I don't want to give any free airtime to the particular establishment, but one night I was the kapara, and I was to pick up some food. So I enter into it. It was freezing cold night. This winter was cold. Not as cold as Chicago, but it was cold. It was cold. And the bitter, I ran inside, and I was ready to pick up a package that had been ordered. So as soon as I came in, a guy comes from near the counter, and he says, you, Rob Goldwasser. I said, yeah, I knew we should have got it in there, but Could I ask you a shaila? I said, of course, betach. And I'm standing there and he says, no, it's private. It's a restaurant. Where would you like to go? We could just go outside for a minute. I'm going outside. I'm freezing. I ran in from the car. I don't have a coat. I don't have any. And he's standing telling me the whole history of his shaila. And I'm shivering. He begins to tell me it hasn't been so easy for him. He grew up on the other side of the tracks, and it was difficult. The yeshiva that he was in, it wasn't exactly the yeshiva where he could have maybe steig better, and he went, and it was difficult and everything else. Kitzur Maisa, he has a bad habit. I said to him, what's your habit? He says, I steal. I said, well, how did that come about? And he began to tell me he took from different places, and it just became a habit, and he started to be marviach. It wasn't a bad business, so he started to do it more and more. And now he decided he's got to stop. I had to ask. Usually I never ask. Aruv can't ask why you want to do tshuva. Anybody wants to come in and do tshuva. I said, what is it now? He says, when you came in, I was standing by the register, and the register was open. When you came in, somebody like you came into I have to say the name of the restaurant, sensational, not a usual place. When I saw you came in, I said, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's sending me a shliach. What more? Caught me red-handed in the act. He wanted to do tshuva. He begins to cry. Everybody has the time. Everybody has the shasa kosha. You can't tell. He's crying outside. It's a nace that the tears didn't freeze. And I'm waiting. What do I do? And I told him what he needs to do. Veheshiv. I explained to him. You got to return. Whatever you have, you got to give it back. He thinks for a moment. He says the next shiloh. I don't know from every place where I stole. If I don't know who to return to, so I guess I can't do tshuva. I said, the Gemara is worried. Don't worry about it. Took care of you too. Anybody did any aveira, no matter what. Doesn't matter how low a person went. Doesn't matter what they did. There's tshuva for everyone. The Gemara says, if you can't find the person, you don't know who you stole from. Tzorchei Rabim. Take care of Tzorchei Rabim. Give money to the Moses HaTorah. Give money to the mikveh. Give money to the center. Give money to the places that will service the rabbit. And in that way, you'll have children. Then, I was ready just to give him a bracha. And he holds on to me. He says, but one more question. Do I have to tell the people that I stole from? Do I have to be misvadeh and tell them and ask them mechila? I have to ask Mechila. So naturally, I knew that was a very difficult thing for him to do. To return the money is going to be hard enough, because it's quite a while. But to do that in terms of going through personal embarrassment and busha, chlima, and tell everything. So it's a fascinating steer in the Rambam. Rambam, Hilchos Choivel u'Mazik, Perakei Halacha Tes, Ein Adoim u'Mazik Chaver u'Begufo u'Mazik Mamoinoi. If you hurt somebody, it's much different than just stealing their wallet. Shamazik momen chaveroi. Kivin shishem, as soon as a person pays, mashu chayv l'shalem, nischaper loy. I paid back the money, I'm done. That's momen. Avu choyva b'chavero, af alpisha nosan lo chamisha devarim, en nischaper loy, v'afilu hikriv. Even the person brought all the korbonos that they could, en nischaper loy, v'loy nimchal, avoynoy, ad shivakesh min until he asked Mechila. Okay, so we think now that he's basically off the hook. Our friend here, who had a little bit of a problem in taking things that didn't belong to him, Ganav, right? We think he's off the hook. Rambam Hilchus Tshuva Stira Perak Beis Halacha Tes Ein Atshuva V'Lo Yom Kippurim Mechaprim El Alaver Shebeinonim Bamokoyim Kegoyim Mishachol Davasor. And all the different things that a person can do. And the person makes it right, appeases the individual, and asks Mechila. So we now have a little bit of a problem, because here in Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, it seems to be that he does have to ask Mechila. It's not good enough just to anonymously return the money. So, there's interesting Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah says, that by the halacha of chayvul and mazik, so that over there is talking about something where the individual never knew about it. In other words, it was geneva. Geneva was an individual left something on the table, somebody comes in later, they take it, and I could think that I lost it. Maybe I don't naturally think that somebody stole it. Maybe I lost it, maybe I misplaced it. And therefore, I don't have any personal hurt. I don't have any embarrassment from it. I don't feel that someone got the better of me. However, by the individual, that's a goslin. That he takes it away from him. He rips him off while he knows about it. He's fully, the person that is stolen from is fully cognizant. That's embarrassing. That's upsetting. Somebody came to me last week. It's unbelievable. They were selling their furniture. They're moving to Eretz Yisrael. They're selling their furniture in the home. Masa Shehoya. And a guy came in and says, I want to buy everything. I need it. I'm desperate at it. I want this and I want that and I want that. And then they even said, there was an ornament that was hanging on the wall. I want to buy that too. They said, I want to buy everything. They came with a truck. It was an emergency. The individuals, Shtabach Shemoy, so thanking Hashem, I was able to sell everything. I thought the sale was going to have to take place over a couple of weeks. Came with a truck and took everything away. Afterwards, they didn't hear from the person. What happened? Vayelen Einenu is not here anymore. They tried to find the person, gone. Individual just left the Eretz Yisrael, and now you can imagine how bad they feel. It was in front of their eyes. They helped them down to the moving truck with the furniture. Ah, that's embarrassment. So for somebody like that, the individual also have to ask mechila. Over here, in our case, and the Sefer HaKoyvet says the same, that the approach would be actually lichatchila, where we have in Hilchus Tshuva, lichatchila that a person should ask mechila. Lichatchila. The best thing would be to ask mechila from anyone that we've ever wronged. However, certainly, b'di'evet, it would be fine if the person merely returns it and does not ever have to fess up that they've done it. However, there is a interesting pshara. There's a compromise that could be reached. The individual could write an anonymous letter and say, I feel very bad about what I've done, and I want to ask you, mechila, please be moichel me, I would rather not sign my name, or they could put down their name and their father's name, you know, forever, Moshe ben Chaim. And in that way, they could get mechila for what they've done. It's very important, mibnei takanas hashavim, that we make it easy for a person to do tshuva. It shouldn't be a difficult one. We can get into today, it's not on the flyer, so I won't cover it, but a very interesting Shaila is an individual that didn't give off Meiser, right? So they know that they didn't give Meiser for a while. And now they come and they say, I didn't give Meiser for a while, what do I do? So if you tell the individual, you got to go back 10 years, take all your tax returns, and then, start totaling it up, it may be difficult. Maybe we can start from this point on. And we do that in various different ways. I was walking on Ocean Parkway. A very interesting matter came up in Brooklyn. There was an elderly lady whom I know, and she was very upset. Motzoi Shabbos. Very, very upset. I asked her, how are you? She said, not good. I said, I thought maybe she's ill or something. What happened? So she said, Friday night, Leil Shabbos, she was sitting on the benches. Oida Yom Gadol. She had a lot of time till Shabbos. So she sees some men coming from shul. So she asked them, what time is Mincha? Mincha? We're already coming on from Maariv. She said, oi, I didn't see Lech. I didn't light the candles. They said to her, it's after Tzeitzah Kochovim. It's too late. The first time in her whole life, I don't know how old she is, that she missed lighting the candles. She calls me up afterwards, and she said to me, I didn't ask you, but what should I do next Shabbos? As is the halacha, a person should light another candle. But I told her, you don't have to light another candle. You could get a slightly longer candle. the Paiskim mention, where it's a little bit additional oil or wax, and that will be good enough. On the other hand, what happens in the case of a person that decided, I'm rebelling, I want to be married by Malchus, Chas v'Shalom. I lit candles all the years, now I'm not lighting. That's it, I'm not going to light candles anymore, I'm upset, I'm angry, I don't want to light. No Adlokas Neiros. And then a while later, they decide that they want to light, they decide, why did I go away? The Ribbono Shel Olam was so good to me, Avraham Rachman always took care of me, and then I got upset, I want to come back, so I want to light candles. So they come and ask the Shaila, do they have to light extra candle? The answer is no. The reason is because the person that forgot, so therefore they need, it's not a knas, it's a reminder that a person will take it extra, to very much to heart, and they'll be careful, they'll be extra careful in it, so they'll light the extra candle. The person who was married to Malchus and said, I'm not lighting, they didn't forget, they did it on purpose. Because of that, they don't have to light an extra candle. But I say the reason is, mibnei takonas hashavim. Imagine they'll have to light the extra candle every week. They'll feel bad every week of that time in their own life that they weren't so 100% as they should be. So we see that a lot of things are taken for an individual to be able to understand that Hashem Yisbarach wants to make the path for everybody to do tshuva. Hashem wants to open it up. Hashem wants to make sure that everybody has the power to do tshuva. And that's even, doesn't matter where it is, doesn't matter how it is, doesn't matter if somebody insulted us, make it easy for them, have them ask, let them ask mechila, don't make it difficult for them, because if it's too difficult, to be afraid to ask. A very fascinating shaila is, do you have to ask mechila from a katan? Do you have to ask mechila from a katan? Child, I have to ask my child mechila. Do I have to ask my Talmud mechila? I will not tell you that over the years I have not had a heavy burden when a student, when a bocher will come in or a Talmud will come in and say, I was ba'avot by a certain teacher or by a certain whoever it was who was in charge of the class, and it bothered me so much, I was embarrassed, and I never got it out of my heart. I would like to know if I could write a letter to that person now. They had enough covered that they thought even writing a letter now, even though they were bothered, even though the person did something to them, and they feel very bad about it, but they still had the covered that they didn't want to write the person because maybe they thought it wasn't right. That's the type of people we have in Klal Yisrael. That is our bochrim. That's our Talmidus today. On a level like that. So, of course, avada v'avada, they should write. But the tone of the letter, the manner of the letter, the words that they use in the letter has to be the proper way. And fascinating tshuva from the Heilige Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh V'Tov Livracha, that there was a melamed in one of the classes who belittled one of his students. A person always has to be careful. Blita saper. We got to be very careful. The Heilige Rebitzler Petterberger came to Eretz Yisrael, and the fascinating thing, he was a very big darshan. He had the koyach to be able to enthrall audiences, and unbelievable. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't know who he was. He sat in the back. They made a Kabbalah's Pondim for him in one of the huge halls. Rebitzel sat in the back. He bent over. All of a sudden, one of his landsmen recognized him. That's the Heilige Rebitzel Petterberger. So they ran over to him, and they rushed him up to the front and on the stage, and they had the microphone. And they said, Rebitzel, please, give us one of the drushes. Rebitzel said, I want to apologize to the whole island. Hashem Yisbarach gave us two ways of protection that we don't say Lashon Hara. One is a wall of porcelain, the teeth. The other is a wall of flesh, the lips. He said, I no longer have my teeth. And because of that, I can't be guaranteed that I won't say Lashon Hara. So if you'll excuse me, I would rather not say the drasha. He did it. He gave everyone a bracha. and then he went down. How careful a person has to be that they should not embarrass another individual is only the way, especially today with the Talmidim and the Talmidis, to lift them up, to encourage them, to have them feel good. It's enough in this world that makes people feel bad. There's enough competition. There's enough in this world that is negative. We have to make sure that it's that it should be sweet and pleasant for the Talmidim. So this Rebbe, unfortunately, as I would say, bushed out the Talmud. The Talmud became crushed, and he didn't realize it. What was the beginning of a depression? He got older. He didn't go in the way of the other Bochrim. Unfortunately, he remained single. They were all meeting together, all the Melamdim, and they were talking about their past experiences. One of them mentioned this Talmud that used to go to that yeshiva that is in a very sorry state. The Melamed began to hear it over. He remembered. He remembered the incident that he had with this young student, and he began to feel bad. The Melamed broke down at the meeting and began to cry. He had to find out, where is this Talmud? He went into the yeshiva. He took a look. They had all the alumni of the yeshiva. He found the list. He looked up the address, and he went to visit him. Now, decades later, the Talmud still had, unfortunately, in his heart, that upset, that anger. His life was put on hold. All his friends were matzliach. And he, whatever reason it was, never progressed on in life. So the Melamed said, could you please be meichel me? I'm sorry. I feel bad about what I did. I regret it. I wish I could turn back the hands of time. I will do anything that you ask me to gain mechila. The Talmud said, okay, since the busha was berabbi, it was in front of the whole class, I will be meichel you, Rebbe. But only if you'll gather together the entire class and ask me mechila in front of everybody there. Who knows? Who knows? The Rebbe began to do research. This one lives across the United States. This one is in Eretz Yisrael. That one's in a different place. He made a cheshbon. It would cost $20,000. To organize that everybody should come together, that he should be able to ask mechila from this Talmud. $20,000. That's a high price. So he went to Hagoyen Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he asked him, Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, do I have to pay $20,000 to get mechila? Hagoyen Rav Moshe said, if you right now were in some kind of a trouble, and you needed to get a lawyer to get you out of the trouble that you're in right now, and you are facing a jail sentence, lo aleinu v'alkol beis Yisrael, of 10 years, would you not spend $20,000? The Melamed said, I sure would. Hagoyen Reb Moshe said, isn't it worth $20,000 not to suffer the onesh of Gehenna? The word of Reb Moshe. And indeed, Reb Moshe told him, if you have to go to the ends of the world, Misham, from wherever they're at, gather them together and ask mechila from this young man. And he did. Another fascinating tshuva. Does a person have to do tshuva on midos? Some people have different midas. Some people could get a little bit jealous. Some people could get angry. You know, don't talk to me before my morning coffee. I yell a lot, but I'm a nice guy. I'll give a lot of tzedakah. So I get a little bit angry. That's okay. Or other things that affect our own characteristics, our personality traits. Now we do know that it's not so simple about midas. How do we know? Because in the Svarim store, check your local Svarim store, there's a Shulchan Aruch Hamidas. There's actual Shulchan Aruch that goes through the different Midas. I have it at home. And in that, it tells what a person is allowed to do, what a person's not allowed to do, what's considered kas, what's kinna, what's not kinna, what's sinna, what's not sinna. And I got to make sure that I don't transgress it. Okay, sin is a little bit different. So it's a fascinating idea that Hagoyin Reb Chaim Brisker said that I choose every day during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva one parak of Hilchus Tshuva of the Rambam, and I learn it be'iyun. Very interesting. The first four prokim of Hilchus Tshuva tell us about Tshuva, what a person has to do, how we do it, what Averis Tshuva is mechaper for, the severity of the mitzvahs, oin shim chas v'sholem lo aleinu, and a person that doesn't do tshuva, what happens. And then, in Parakeh involved, we learn about the inyan of Bechiras Chavshis, that every person has free will, that everybody can turn themselves around, that we have the ability to do whatever nature a person has, that in any given day we can turn from this way to that way, and an individual, even the Rambam as a Lashon, yesterday the person was hated and despised, he was rejected, today, oh, Nemod and Nechmod, he can become the best friend, the beloved of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The last four prokim describe the greatness of the person that does tshuva, the reward that a person can do tshuva, what will happen in Olam Haba. However, it's a very interesting thing. In the seventh parak, Bima'ayin in the seventh parak, it talks about the ideas of tshuva, but in the third halacha, we see something that is much different than anything else. The third halacha says, Al toimer she'en tshuva ele me'averes she'yesh bo en ma'isa. Don't think that there's only tshuva on a ma'isa. Don't think it's only on geneva, gezeilas, nusla aleinu, all these things. However, a person has to know that they have to do tshuva min akas, min ha'eva, min ha'chinuch, miradivus ha'momoin, v'akovod, miradivus ha'macholois, goes into all kinds of things a person feels that maybe I don't have to do tshuva for it. It's my nature. I'm a little bit jealous. Oh, I have chemda. I like what another person has. I see another person and I want what they have. I don't want to take it away. I don't want to be over l'sachmoid. Or I get a little bit angry. Or I'm a little bit short sometimes with people. Ah, says Rav Nevinson, that just the reason that the Rambam put it in the middle of all the halachos is that we should know that it is exactly the same, not less, than when a person does an avera, like our first person, the person that stole, that just like that requires tshuva, so too does all the other things in life. All of the midas that a person needs to work on to perfect, they also need to have tshuva. I was asked a curious shaila, and this was going back last Elul, and this was a woman who is a receptionist in an office. She's a receptionist in an office, and the office has different things at her desk. It's like the station. One of the things that are stationed where her desk is the petty cash. She's in charge of it. Happened to be one Friday, Erev Shabbos. She needed to go home, and she did not have any money on her. She forgot her money. She got dropped off in that money, and she had to take public transportation home. She had no money. So, she's in charge of the petty cash. She figured, take the petty cash. Shyly, can you take from Stoker? This is not Stoker. If you put in an IOU, all different lambdas, she'll take from the petty cash. And naturally, Monday morning, she'll come and she'll replace it. So, she took the petty cash, easy way. She didn't have to explain to anyone she forgot her money. She took it, she went home. Next Monday, it was not the first thing on her mind. She didn't bring the money to repay the petty cash, so it slipped. And what happens is, if a person slips even one day, the Yetzer knows how to take advantage of it. A person misses Seder one time. They're a little bit tired. We're tired. We're a boss of Adam. Adam! You signed me up for Seifel Alpha! I can miss a Seder. Yetzer Hara takes that one missed Seder for a good reason and says, okay, next day, I'm going to give you another good reason. Not as good as the first, but it's good too. Individual has to be careful. Yetzer hara got her not to pay it back. Happened to be 2 weeks later. She didn't pay back yet. You can always pay back. Oida yom gavol. You don't have to pay back today. You can pay back tomorrow. Right? Another day, she need to go out shopping. She need a little extra money. As long as I already owe for the first nesina. So now I'll take a little bit more on credit. You know how the credit card goes. So it's a bigger bill. All right. So she'll pay more. In the meantime, what she didn't realize was atzas hayetzer. We are all good people. Nobody in this world wants to do averis. Mi ka'am cho Yisrael goyachad ba'aretz. Yidin are so good, it's unbelievable. I can't tell you. The people that come, the men, the women, the little children that want to do tshuva. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable in our generation. Only the Yetzer gets certain things, says the machinations of the Yetzer. Melech Zokim, the Melech, he changes his costume. One day looks like a tzaddik, one day looks like a rasha, one day he presents himself in that way, one day in that way. He's able to understand the way to get through chalila to the heart of a person. So she tells me it's been over a year and she took a lot of money. The petty cash has a lot of money. It's used for office supplies and people if they need taxis or whatever it is. She took a lot of money. So I told her that she has to return the money. So she said, I don't know how much I stole. I said, what do you mean? So she said, well, I didn't exactly write down Gonafti, Pasha's, Shmois, how much I took. I didn't keep a list of it, so I don't know how much it is. I said, could you approximate? She said, I couldn't approximate. There's hundreds of dollars in that petty cash. So I had to tell her, it's halacha. The halacha is that you got to continue to give back until you don't have the sofek in your heart anymore. You should begin a process of tshuva, give money back, try to put every week immediately in the petty cash, and then when your heart feels that you gave enough, that will be the time. She said, yeah, but I'm a yekid. I said, I didn't ask what community you came from. So, but I want to know, did you, right? How you answer such a thing? It's impossible. There's no bidiyuk. I said, okay, I'll tell you what. When you feel that you have reached that great limit, give me a call, and I'm going to ask you a few questions. She said, okay, that'll be fine. She did it. I got a call back in the beginning of Tammuz. She feels that she gave back enough money. She thinks she covered all the expenses. I asked her why. She said, because there are weeks that I put in my entire paycheck. I felt so bad, I didn't take a penny home. And after a while of constantly giving, I feel that in some way my heart is lighter, that I had tshuva. I said, okay, that's your siman. Hashem Yisroel gave to you a siman. But it's on a lot of things. Achetetze asopik meliboy. Not achetetze haliboy misopik. A person has to know that they have to be able to live and to continue on in life. So a lot of things in tshuva, a person cannot let themselves get so upset because then they will never be happy. I have an individual that did something. Loi nora wasn't the worst thing in the world. But the individual cannot let himself live that he did this particular thing. So he asks me all the time. And then he comes back with another shaila. He tries to put it in a little different way. He says, yes, but isn't it true that you're supposed to ask Hashem Yisbarach, you ask Mechila every year for the same thing that you go over the old... I said, that's because you attain a deeper level of tshuva, a deeper level of kapara. So he says, so I should still be bothered by it. And I answered, no, you shouldn't still be bothered by it. What you should is feel very strong. You should, the fact that you're bothered by it and that you have these feelings inside of your head, you should know that that means you have a lot of Yirah Shamayim. And from this point on, do not let the Yetzer Hara grab onto you anymore. You are free. You've got to free yourself and you've got to look at yourself as a complete Baal Tshuva, a person that has done Tshuva, and there isn't a question anymore that you should think about what you've done in the past. Fascinating. The internet has opened up a Pandora's box. The internet has opened up many, many shilas. I wish we had another hour to go because there are so many shilas that the internet and the internet usage has brought into this world. I wish I could go into it. But suffice it to say, Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra. Eitz Hadas. People say, whoa, internet. You know what it's opened up? Information highway. You've got to be very careful in the highway. A lot of people that are driving on that highway are dangerous. A lot of people that have cars are speeding at dangerous speeds. A lot of individuals that are driving on the highway do not understand all of the safety precautions of driving on the highway. Unfortunately, it presents a lot of nisyonos. First of all, the nisayon hagadol, is that a person should not become addicted to internet usage. Internet usage is so addicting that we don't even realize it. On the phone, today, they took Apple to court, because they feel that there's something in the technology that has been built in that has an element of addiction. It's a court case. It's an interesting thing. Imagine an unsuspecting young boy or girl that has one of these things. So how are you going to balance that without anything and without anything major in this world to be mashpia? It's a addiction by itself. I had somebody that for the first time in their life was mechalel Shabbos because of internet addiction. An individual called me Motzei Shabbos. They told me it's a matter of life or death. Matter of life or death. Some people do come in occasionally on something medical. I said, please come immediately. It was about 11 o'clock. The person came in and said they're a little bit lonely. So they went on to one of the groups on the internet. Not a bad group, not a good group, just a group. And they did it for a little bit of socialization. And they were on there, and they didn't realize it. Lel Shabbos. Time just escaped them. By the time they looked at their clock, they saw they missed Kabbalah Shabbos, they missed Minchan Marev, they missed the Suda by their parents' home, they missed how many other things. First time in their life, an individual that's careful, a person that's good, a person that really tries, missed the first time in their life. And I thought to myself, whatever happened that could keep a person so busy, that could take an individual and put all of their koichas into it and get them so interested to surround them? So we should know that it is something that is a formidable force in this world. It is Ra. It's like the Gemara says, we have a fascinating Gemara in Bava Kama, Eid the Dakha Chrina, if a person has a different derech, Pesheya. A person's a Pesheya, they have to be careful. Maybe there are other ways that an individual could get the information that they need. It's a very big inyan today. Also it says that the Yetzer is Shoyleh, Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Masharo is Einov, and the fact that the person sees various things. Who can say that they ever turned on the machine and that they never saw something that a Yid shouldn't see? Who could say it? Who could say the advertisement didn't come up, the pop-up didn't come up, the danger? So we should know that just like there is tshuva for other things, tshuva like we said in the Perukim of the Rambam, there's also tshuva if an individual has been mevatel this man, there's tshuva for that. If a person saw things that perhaps they shouldn't have seen. So it's very important that we're able to understand that we need to regain that Kedusha, that Tahara, Kedusha Seinayim. I took a Sefer Kedusha Seinayim. Kedusha Seinayim, two big volumes. I took it to school. They asked me to give a shiur for the 12th grade Bokhrim. And I took the Sefer in and I said, we're going to do something new today. What are we going to do? Kedusha Seinayim. And I gave them a couple of nice paragraphs. I thought maybe you did the wrong thing. You never know if you did the right thing, you did the wrong thing. I could have stuck to something else, something a little more on the beaten path. But I did that. I got up to go. Three Bochum came out to me, and they said, Rebbe, we would like to ask you something. And I thought for sure that it wasn't the right thing that I did. The three Bochum said, if we would get a, I don't know how you call it, conference call together from the class, could we call you Thursday night and learn maybe 20 minutes, maybe a half hour, that sefer that you brought in? That's unbelievable. But there is a need that we understand that there is a danger today. TAG is one of the greatest organizations that exist on the earth. TAG, the tzaddikim. A tzaddikim, Noshim Tzidkonios. And what they have done is they have gone from place to place to make sure that the telephones, that the computers are properly filtered. And even with those filters, an individual has to be very careful. I just want to mention one thing. Web chaver. So I'm a chaver for many people that trust me. So I receive a report of what they saw, of what they, the sites that they went on to. I had a call. I remember Thursday morning, I go out to Minyan about 5:15. I get a call at 5 o'clock in the morning. Who knows what it is? 5 o'clock in the morning, the things bring. It must be an emergency. Rebbe. Yeah? I just want to ask you a question. Did you get the report yet? I thought for a second, Khalila, like a medical report or someone. I said, no. What is it? Tell me. I'm going to brace myself. He says, well, the web cover report for this Kufa, for this period, isn't good. Could you please not look at it? I said, okay, you got my word. I won't look at it. Can imagine a yid that wants me to be his web cover. But yet, something happened in the meantime. We've got to be very careful. Yosef HaTzadik was so careful. Eishes Potiphar, look what he did. He grabbed the beged. He wanted to take it, but she grabbed it harder. Left the evidence. Because of that, Yosef HaTzadik had to sit in the Avi Avos HaTuma, in the prison. There was Shakua and Tuma in Mitzrayim, and he had to sit there. Why? Because he didn't want to wait one more second. Kedusha Seinayim, he was afraid what he saw. Fascinating. What do we learn later? Hayom Rav Ayonos. The sea split. Why did the sea split? What did it see? Anyone? Aron Shel Yosef. Because Yosef was careful with Kedusha Seinayim, so the sea said because of that, you're going to save Klal Yisrael. Amazing thing that a person can do. Kedusha Seinayim. I just want to say that there was a Yid, a member of Hatzalah, got an organization, a member of Hatzalah, and he had gone to a shir, and they talked about Kedusha Seinayim. So he went to the shir, and after a person leaves the shir, so we try a little bit, Peres HaNoshim HaLocha, we try to take something with us. We try to take something along with us. Kedusha Seinayim. The next night, he goes to a certain simcha. Everybody there was not exactly, I don't want to say it, but they weren't exactly, the levush wasn't what it should have been. He told his wife, I just went last night to the shir in Kedusha Seinayim. I don't feel that I should stay here. She said, you're 100% right. But they didn't serve the main. Could we just eat the main and then to go? Yosef HaTzadik! Would he stay for the main? He said, I'm sorry, I can't. She realized, what about? Botach Balebar. He goes down from the second floor. There is a man who fell. His eyes are rolling. The Hatzolah man immediately, nobody knew it, nobody was down there. The Hatzolah ran over to him, saved his life, Ashliach from Hashem, called for backup. Hayom Rav Hayonis. What a person can do. What a person can do. Be a little bit careful. You and I. Mikam Chayisal Goyach Baretz. Hashem Yisbarach says, Heilig HaKotzko says, when it comes to tshuva, Hashem says, tell me what you did. Hashem doesn't say that. Tell me why you did it. Hashem doesn't say that. The only kasha the Kotzka says that Hashem is going to ask is, why didn't you do tshuva? Beizu Hashem Yisbarach, we should all be zoichet to tshuva shlema for a year that's gebench, beruch v'yosu v'gashmias. Amen.